शिवाय कृष्ण प्रसाद श्रीमणि वासुदराम स्वामी नाम नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेव गौरवाणी कृष्णवारी श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नंद श्री शिव गोविंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerity you perform, do that, O Son of Kunti, as an offering to me. Her part, Vyasa has the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstances. Everyone has to work for maintenance of his body and soul together, and Krishna recommends here that one should work for him. Everyone has to eat something to live, therefore he should accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna. Any civilized man has to perform some religious ritualist ceremonies, therefore Krishna recommends do it for me. This is called Archana. Everyone has a tendency to give something in charity, Krishna doesn't give it to me. And this means that all surplus money accumulated should be utilized in furthering the Krishna consciousness movement. Nowadays, people are very much inclined to the meditational process, which is not practical in this age. But if anyone practices meditating on Krishna 24 hours a day by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra around his beads, he will surely. He is surely the greatest meditator and the greatest yogi as substantiated by the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Guru,
this means that instead of stopping the senses in the mind, we engage them in activities, but the activities are dedicated to Krishna. So we have various activities to engage the different senses. For instance, we have shravana, hearing, so we hear topics about the Lord. This directly increases bhakti. Similarly, we engage the eyes by seeing the form of the Lord in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
or we engage the voice in chanting the name of Krishna. Or we utilize the mind to think of the Lord, smarana, or jnana, meditation. So in this way we engage our various senses and the mind, and this directly produces bhakti. So these activities do not create karmic reactions. Rather, these activities destroy all other karmas. However, when we are living, we have to do other activities. People have to work to support their bodies. They may have to support a family. So there are some activities we have to do in life which are not directly bhakti. So of course, these activities can create future karma for us. So Krishna gives a way in which we can also perform these activities without incurring any reaction. So he says here that whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, give away, whatever austerities you do, you do it and you offer the results to Krishna. By doing this, we do not bind ourselves into karma again. At the same time, we should distinguish these actions from the actions of bhakti. These actions, though they are purified by offering to Krishna, they are also different from the activities like hearing and chanting and remembering and archana. Now, if we only perform these activities and then offer the result to Krishna, we will get a different effect from hearing and chanting, remembering, etc. So definitely these activities are purifying, but it is the bhakti activities such as hearing and chanting which directly increase the bhakti and give us prema. So, we only do these activities, yes, to become purified. But if we want prema, then we must perform the activities of bhakti. What is the difference? Here we do activities and we offer the result to Supreme Lord. The activities of bhakti are offered to the Supreme Lord even before we do the activities. And the whole activity is dedicated to the Supreme Lord. So in here, when we're working or whatever, we offer the result to the Supreme Lord. But our intention, of course, is that we have to maintain the body and do so many things. So it is not purely bhakti. So the scripture defines the activities of pure bhakti. These pure bhakti activities increase bhakti until it becomes prema. So of course, one who is doing the activities of pure bhakti can also do some of these activities because we have to maintain our body also. However, even if we do not do activities like this and offer them to the Supreme Lord, still the devotee does not incur reactions for his other activities. By performing bhakti, the devotee destroys all karmas, past, present and future. So if the devotee does activities to support his body, but he's also doing the activities of bhakti, then it is not necessary for him to do any other activity. However, the devotee in doing other activities also does these only to support his body so that he can engage in devotional service. So, in this chapter, chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has mostly indicated the path of pure bhakti. So he's indicated hearing and chanting, etc. So, in this particular verse, he is offering another process, that is, the process in which we offer the results of our activities to the Lord. So this is advice for people who cannot take to the pure process. So, of course, Arjuna is actually a pure devotee of the Lord, but he's playing the role of a kshatriya. So, in that manner, in chapter 2 and 3, Krishna has encouraged Arjuna to do karma yoga. Then he advised Nishkama Karma Yoga. So here he's advising Nishkama Karma Yoga, but with Karma Arpana, offering the results to Krishna. However, better than that is the process of bhakti, hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping the Lord. Uh, So in this way, we should understand the various instructions of Krishna. We should distinguish the stage or the person to whom Krishna is speaking. And we should also see what is the final instruction of Krishna. So that we will also find in at the end of chapter 9, we will also find that at the end of chapter 6, we also find that at the end of chapter 18. So in those verses, Krishna has indicated the direct process of bhakti. So the essence of that process is surrender to the Supreme Lord. And how do we do that? We begin to engage our senses and the mind. So, all other instructions are only to lead to this goal. So, instructions about karma yoga or nishkama karma yoga or karma arpanam, or jnana, or astanga yoga, all of these are only relative instructions. So it is the process of bhakti which gives the best results. It can give the results of all the other processes, but it gives more than that. So, Krishna has also said in this chapter that I am in my devotee and my devotee is in me. So, Krishna makes this statement in relation to the person who is practicing pure bhakti. So though Krishna recommends other processes, still that process which gives this intimate relationship with the Lord is bhakti alone. It is this process which is most satisfying to the jiva. So, all jivas want to have bliss. They want satisfaction. So, the jivas want satisfaction, but they would like the greatest satisfaction, the greatest bliss. So it is the process of bhakti which will supply the greatest bliss. So the way we achieve that is through the process of pure bhakti.
Any question?
Well, the process of bhakti is spiritual.
Bhakti karyame patavena anima.
It is a shakti of the Supreme Lord. It does not belong to the material world. So therefore, wherever bhakti is, Krishna is there also. He's not different from the shakti.
I want to ask you a question. Is devotional service doing at home and devotional service doing at temple, is there any difference?
Same thing, nothing, huh? Beat the same of the two. Koi ye yuki se yuki de bhakti kum hai dao dhera vare yuki nada hai.
Is there a difference between the bhakti which is done in the house and the bhakti done at temple?
Well, the only difference is that can be detected is, of course, the sincerity of the person. So the person may be in the house or in the temple or maybe married or maybe unmarried. That is not the, that's all external. What is important is the purity and sincerity of the bhakti. Of course, it is always recommended in the scriptures that in order to perform bhakti properly and purely, we do have to have association of other devotees. We must have knowledge, correct knowledge of the process of bhakti and of the scriptures. It is only then that we can perform bhakti properly. Things like cooking for the Lord or cleaning the temple for the Lord, these are direct engagements in bhakti. Because they're related to Supreme Lord. Whereas brushing your teeth or taking a bath, that's not directly related to the Lord. Or working in a bank or working in a company, it's not directly related to the deity.
question is that you mentioned now that satsang or social gathering is very important, but because of lack of time, we couldn't come for association quite regularly. Do that have an effect?
Well, at least one must get the correct knowledge. We can always associate, but we don't get any knowledge. What's the use?
Reading names one by one, they will come and take Maharaj's decision.